Emotional Freedom Techniques, EFT, is an experimental technique and is not meant to replace appropriate medical treatment or psychological and mental health counseling. The opinions expressed here are those of the host, Carol Look, and her guests.
Welcome to Attracting Abundance, the energy of success with your host, Carol Look. Now, showing you how you can use your energy and vibrations to change your life for the better, here's your host, Carol Look.
Welcome, everyone. I'm delighted to have you with us today, listening to my guest, Steve Wells of EFT Down Under. And, Steve, I'm so glad you could be with us. How are you?
I'm fantastic, Carol. It's great to be here.
I'm so glad you could be in the States talking to us. I know you've just completed two wonderful weekends of workshops on peak performance.
Well, we're still in the middle of one of them, actually. I'm going to be going back shortly to we're on the last final day. But, yeah, we've been having a really good time. We've been up in Vancouver. Now we're down in Albuquerque.
Great. Great. Well, I'm glad you could join us. I thought what we would talk about, Steve, is your steps that you use for peak performance to help people really change their lives and using EFT to break through all the barriers. And I thought we would just start talking about the different steps you use in your program and offer that to our listeners.
Yeah, well, this is my take, if you like, on peak performance, and these are the steps that I follow in working with people. And although they're, you know, I mapped out seven steps, and we'll look at those, really they're not just 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Some of them need to be done concurrently.
Yes.
And, you know, these are just things, and they're not, they wouldn't be unfamiliar to most of the people listening. The difference is when you add EFT to them.
Yes, that's what I found certainly with any of these programs that people are putting out and the work that I do along peak performance lines is it's the EFT that changes everything. And I know, for instance, your step number one is decide.
Yeah.
And talk a little bit about that.
Sure. Sorry, I'm jumping the gun here. I'm so ready. Yeah, to me, nobody really becomes a peak performer unless they decide to. And there are a lot of people who have a lot of ideas about what they like. They have a lot of wishes. They have a lot of dreams. But the moment you come to being able to decide, that's when it all starts to happen. And the challenge is a lot of people have trouble with deciding. They have so many conflicts about what they want and whether they can have that and whether they can't. And, in fact, the minute of going to decide, all of your blocks are going to come up. And that's the stuff that you're going to use the EFT on. So, you know, when I do a process with people in the workshops, the minute they even think about setting a goal or thinking about things being different or changing something, that's when the blocks come up and we can immediately apply EFT to that stuff.
It's such a good point, though, that because people, I think the word decide and the action step of deciding is pretty simple, but it's not. As you say, it's what triggers our deepest conflicts. That's why many people never get past step one.
Well, that's, yeah, because it's not an intellectual concept. I mean, you can decide intellectually, then you got to get yourself to move. And that's the challenge. The biggest problem that people have is getting themselves to take action on their decisions. And, you know, this people get frozen with fear and all sorts of blocks. And so that first step of deciding is really just taking your ideas and saying, well, all right, let's not just keep this as a wish or a want. It keeps coming up on my list every year. This year I'm going to do it.
The difference between the sort of wishy-washy or hopeful versus definitive decision.
Yeah, and really my the processes that I use, or processes, excuse me, for the Americans, they're really geared towards taking away those blocks so that the energy can flow, so that the attractive forces can apply. And what I call it 100% yes. And a lot of time people have goals and they think about that goal, and really there are a lot of things that block people from being able to achieve things and being able to do their best and being able to fulfill the dreams that they have in their hearts. The two main ones, I think, are that people, either they have this version of success which really doesn't attract them at all. When they think about being successful, they have all these other things in there like, you know, I'd have to become unspiritual, or I'd have to work hard, or, you know, I'd have to have discipline. And so it's either what they associate to being successful that repels them, or it's what they associate to the process of becoming successful.
That's so fascinating. It's really the breaking through those barriers. As you say, it's a little bit like they say out loud, yes, but. So they have a yes, but then as your step two describes, we need to break through the barriers. That's what I have as your step two. That's my understanding of this.
Yes, so step number one to peak performance is decide to be a peak performer. Decide that you are going to take this thing that's in your heart and bring it into the world. Now, there's no guarantees that you're going to be able to do that. But the one guarantee is if you don't decide to, that it's not going to be manifested.
Right.
And so once you do that, then you've got to break through the barriers. And I say to people in business, you've got to break through the barriers which are your limiting ways of thinking about what's possible for you and what's possible for your business. So the stuff we're talking about here on an individual level, that can also be applied on a corporation level. And if I come into your corporation, I guarantee you within a few minutes of talking to you, I can work out the box within which you define yourself. And that box, which is your identity, is both allowing you to do certain things and it's also limiting you.
Right. The beliefs, I say to people, are compulsive. So whatever you believe deeply, you will absolutely get there. There's no two ways about it that it'll limit you. As you say, it provides the parameters around you or your business. That's a good point. I know you do lots of work with corporations, with peak performance, as well as individuals.
Yeah, and what happens is that they have an identity. And when you're working with people in the business, they have their own personal identity about what they are capable of, and that limits what they can achieve. And then the group has formed this identity. I worked with the local professional baseball team in Perth several years ago, and when I went in there, I said, okay, what's the challenge? What is it that you want to do? And they said, well, look, we can win all the games in a regular season, and then we always choke in the finals.
Oh.
Now, it turns out for 5 years in a row, they have been in the finals, and they haven't won a championship.
Mm.
So they developed this belief that we always choke in the finals.
Right.
And I heard that statement three times, and then I stopped. I looked at my watch. I've been talking to them for about 40 minutes, and I said, okay, I've diagnosed your problem. And they said, what is it? I said, well, you're telling me that you can win all the games in a regular season and you always choke in the finals. Is that correct? And they said, yes, it is. I said, well, what do you think you're going to do in the finals this year if you always choke in the finals?
Right.
You're going to choke. Mm. Why don't you decide that that's what you did last year and that this year you're going to do something different?
Mm.
See, step two is really just a continuation of step one, which is breaking through that barrier of thinking and feeling to decide to do something different. And so it was fascinating. I said, why don't you decide you're going to win the championship this year? And one of the gentlemen in the room, he just turned around and he said, yeah, why don't we do that?
Good point.
And they did. And they went on and they developed the program and they won the championship.
Wow. And you were using EFT with them in both steps number one and two as they were deciding and certainly as they were breaking through the barriers?
Yeah, we did EFT on some group level. We also did EFT with some individuals. In fact, through that team was how I met Pat Ahern.
Mm-hmm.
And in the season that I met Pat, he started using EFT on his own particular blocks in his game. Then he started using it on his blocks to being a peak performer. And it's very easy to me to get results, particularly in sports. You just find the area of the game that you have trouble with, and you just apply EFT to it, and it's often very rapid.
Yes, I've worked with swimmers and with gymnasts, and the same thing appears to me, it seems very clear what the block is. It doesn't seem that complicated because they'll talk and tell you what's going on, and you've got it right in front of you. And then the EFT is so easy for them to use on it.
Exactly. And in his case, there were some particular batters, and because we down there were using aluminium bats and up here used wooden bats only, he was sort of like feeling like anybody could come along with an aluminium bat, and just because they had a lucky hit, they could hit the ball out of the park.
Mm.
So when he faced up to that, he had a disempowering feeling. We apply EFT to that situation. All of a sudden, he is in his power, no matter what sort of bat they're holding in their hand.
Right.
And he finished that season with, for the rest of the season, I mean, you've seen the stats on Gary's website. He had an ERA for the rest of the season, an earned run average of 0.87.
Mm-hmm.
He won the Pitcher of the Year award. He won the Most Valuable Player award. And he went on to, come and pitch pro ball over in the U.S.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think that using that word empowerment is so important because I found, and I know you are obviously saying so, that EFT takes someone from feeling weak to feeling powerful, whether it's sports or business or their personal lives, and I think that's one of the beautiful things about the technique. I wanted to say to our listeners, any of them who are new, that Steve is talking about a case he wrote up about this baseball player and team, and it's on Gary Craig's website, and Gary is the founder of EFT, and the website is emofree.com, so you can do a search and look up the case there. And, Steve, anything more about breaking through barriers that you think is important for our listeners to hear about how you approach it, how you use EFT?
Well, again, the biggest barriers that people are having are their beliefs. Their beliefs about what's possible for them, their beliefs about what they deserve or don't deserve. And those beliefs, once they're identified, you can apply EFT to them directly by just making the belief the target of your EFT treatment. So you can repeat the belief while you're tapping on the EFT points, and you can focus in on the things where you learned that belief. You can go back on the experiences in your life where you learned that you don't deserve things or that you're not that good. Mm. And when you do the EFT, while you review those things, then those blocks tend to just melt away, and the attachment to the belief tends to lessen.
Yes. It loosens its grip. Do you find that some people have trouble identifying their beliefs? It's all fine and well for us to say once you've got the beliefs up front, we can work on them. But do you ever find people are searching and fishing and really can't find what the block is?
Well, this is why there'll always be jobs for good therapists. But, but there are some questions also that you can ask about that. That's my American way of saying ask, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
I'm attempting to get the American accent. I assume there's a lot of listeners from America, so I want them to know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
But a good question to ask there or ask is, what prevents you from being successful now?
Mm.
What is it that prevents you from having whatever it is that you want right now? Because otherwise you'd have it. Otherwise you'd be there. And what that does is that gets at the person's beliefs. And you can ask yourself this question, why don't I have what I want now? And what's going to come up as an answer is going to be a belief.
I say to people, we're going to go to break in just about a half a minute, and we'll talk more about this when we come back. But I say to people, I want to hear your theory about why you're not where you want to be. And out pops all these fascinating statements about their beliefs and, you know, what they think is factual. Especially around business. They, oh, the economy's not doing well. I couldn't possibly do well now. And then more personal. Okay, Steve, we're going to go to just a short break, and then we'll come back and continue to talk about the steps in your process for peak performance.
No worries.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
If you are tired of not having enough money, time, love, or success, the exciting new ebook, Attracting Abundance with EFT, is for you. This book combines the simplicity of emotional freedom techniques, or EFT, and the fun of abundance games with the power of the law of attraction to help you increase your financial abundance. You can also incorporate EFT into your life to help control other issues, such as weight management and your love life. EFT will transform any issues that have been blocking your emotional happiness or physical health. For more information on these hugely beneficial programs, please visit www.carollook.com. Once again, that's www.carollook.com. Change your life today. www.carollook.com.
When you combine energy secrets from ancient China and the latest breakthroughs in medicinal science, you get Power Healing with Dr. Shaw. Heard every Friday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time on Voice America Health and Wellness. Each week, Dr. Shaw will bring you another step closer to the expanding world of body space medicine. You will quickly learn and appreciate how Power Healing is a perfect alternative to hospitals and expensive drugs. Take a step beyond modern medicine every Friday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time with Dr. Shaw on Power Healing, right here on Voice America Health and Wellness.
The defendant, having been found guilty, is sentenced to 7 years imprisonment. Defendant will be remanded to custody immediately.
On June 4th, my big brother was sentenced to 7 years in prison for a gun crime. That day, he sentenced me to 7 years of not having my best friend to play with.
When you commit a gun crime, your family pays the price. Gun crimes hit home. A public service announcement brought to you by Project Safe Neighborhoods and the Ad Council.
Millions of people suffer from chronic pain every year. If you or someone you know are one of the millions that suffer from ongoing pain, then you need to tune into the Pain Management Strategy Hour with Dr. Peter Leiswig and Dr. Paul Leo. The doctors will discuss the problem of chronic pain in the United States and the challenges that patients and physicians face in treating pain. This interactive talk show will focus on the modern interventional techniques that are available to people who suffer from a wide variety of pain conditions. Get the direct answers to your questions from the experts. That's Friday at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 Eastern, right here on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Attracting Abundance, the Energy of Success with Carol Look. We want you to be a part of the program, so call in now at 1-866-369-3742. Now back to another segment of Attracting Abundance. Here's Carol Look.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Carol Look, your host of Attracting Abundance, the Energy of Success, and you can reach me at www.carollook.com. And I have with me today, my guest is Steve Wells from Australia. And you can reach Steve at eftdownunder.com. And Steve, let's go to step number 3 of your peak performance plan, which is clarify your values, and tell our listeners a little bit about that.
Yeah, just like step two is a continuation of step one, step three is an aspect or a continuation of step two, because when you're breaking through barriers, most of those barriers are belief barriers, and one of the biggest sets of beliefs we have are our values. And our values are what we have learned are most important, and they're the feeling states that we most seek to experience. Freud said we seek pleasure and we avoid pain, and that simple statement is the basis of much of human behavior. You know, there are some people in the world who seem to have transcended the pain-pleasure stuff, but they are few, and I think when we talk about emotional freedom with EFT, that's where we're heading, is getting away from that emotional attachment and hooks. Well, the biggest hooks we have are our values. Mm-hmm. And we didn't necessarily create them. We just learned them by the fact that we missed out on them and we were craving them, or we experienced them and thought, this is it, this is the best feeling to have in the world. And they run our lives. They're our decision-making basis.
Give me an example of some of the questions you might ask your clients to help them clarify the values they have or the values they want to go towards.
One key question, really, and this is, I want to acknowledge Anthony Robbins, who first asked me this question many years ago, and it's what's most important to you in your life?
Mm.
What's most important to you in your life? Now, that is worth spending some time on, because if you know what's most important to you, then you can set your goals based on getting that. See, I work with our state touch. It's called touch rugby, where they don't have to tackle them and nearly kill them. They actually just have to touch them and they stop. And so I work with our state teams, and I was doing a goal setting session with them, and I said to these people, I said, "Well, all right, someone tell me one of your goals." And one big guy, he says, "I want an 1100cc motorbike." And I said, "Well, okay, sir, what if you had that? What would that give you?" He says, "Power."
Oh.
See, what he really wants is power. Mm-hmm. And he's got this thing built up where power comes from having that sort of motorbike. Now, if he realized that power is something that he has within himself, and that's what he's really, the purpose of having the goal is to unleash that aspect of himself, to let that part of himself come out. And it's obviously disowned to some extent. He doesn't see that he has it. He doesn't realize his own power. Mm-hmm. But if he can do that, Then if he, you know, number one, he won't have to have the motorbike to feel powerful.
Right.
And he won't get to having the motorbike and think, I'm still not powerful. I thought this would make me powerful. You know, the old story of you spend your life climbing the ladder of success and then you find it's leaning against the wrong wall.
Right.
That happens to people who haven't really clarified what they're really after.
Mm-hmm.
What do they want from this? And those are our values. Now,
I find people also say so often to me when I'm asking them about what they want, they'll say freedom, and they actually think they're taking the abundance classes for just for money. But when I talk to them about their values, they'll say, oh, no, the reason I want the money is to have the freedom to make decisions. And freedom and power seem to come up a lot when people are talking about values and freedom to be with people they want and to be with their loved ones. And so
And this is where it gets interesting, because the same person who's got freedom as a high value will probably have security as a high value.
Mm.
And then there's a challenge between their security needs and their freedom wishes. And it's like internal civil war.
Yes.
And what we can do is we can actually set up some processes where we can apply EFT to that internal conflict and settle it down. And we can, and then things will not be in this sort of either-or framework where one has to beat the other. Like, I have to decide, is it career or is it family?
Right. The biggest conflict that people get caught up in is they fear, as you're saying, that they're going to choose their career and somehow their family will suffer. Or if they choose love in their family, they act as if they couldn't possibly be successful in their career.
Yeah, well, that actually will happen as long as one has to beat the other.
Yes.
But when both are working together, but one is number one and another one is number two, they don't exclude each other, they support each other. So that career is actually necessary to family. You know, supporting the family and doing, you know, being able to do things with the family, it's absolutely crucial. But when you're making it one or the other, man, you're in trouble.
Somebody loses.
Exactly.
Right?
And so usually it's you.
Mm-hmm. So a little bit how when you're talking about teamwork, that all the team players need to be cooperating in some way and understanding each other. And I think the same happens internally for human beings. All of our beliefs and values also have to be cooperating so there's not, as you described it, some internal war.
Exactly. And I think most people out there would be surprised if they realized how some corporations actually run and how many people in those organizations are shooting off in all sorts of different directions and they never get together. And you wonder sometimes when you look at them how they're so successful. It's usually because the corporation is a continuation of a big vision of somebody and everybody got on track with that vision, but then people start having different ideas and, you know, and the conflicts reign.
Are you surprised at how many people have never been asked that primary question, what's most important to you in your life?
Yeah, I'm surprised that people don't ask it more often, because if you don't really know what's most important to you, then that's the source of your pain most often, because you don't know what to, you know, to aim for, and you're getting a lot of stuff that you don't really like. You know you don't like it, but you don't know what you like instead.
Right, right. I can certainly see how step one, step two, and step three are almost seamless in a way. They absolutely build on each other.
Yeah, and let me give you an example. Before I knew any of this, I learned this value stuff. But I didn't know how to change the values. It was more just a case of, okay, let's clarify what's most important to us. All right, well, you know what's most important to you, but then you're just still driven by that. What if the experiences that caused you to think that that's most important were negative experiences, where you were abused or things were withheld from you or whatever? Well, do you want to be on that treadmill for your whole life? That may not be manifesting your best self. And so unless you can do something to treat the emotional connections of the stuff that's driven you to decide at some point and various points in your life that that value is number one, then you're going to be driven by it to somewhere you may not even want to be.
Right.
So EFT is wonderful for treating that. And it can be treated just the same way as beliefs, by tapping on the value itself. And then the question is, where did you learn this was most important? And when you go back to those experiences, you can apply a technique like EFT to those experiences. And naturalistically, that value, that need or that craving or whatever it is, can settle down.
It's the way EFT works that I think some of our new listeners don't understand is that you can start anywhere in your values or in your conflict that's going on, and you can always end up back at where it began. As the layers start to get uncovered when you're doing the work. I thought we would, Steve, take a caller. We have Jillian from Canada.
Fantastic.
And I thought we could talk to her for a couple of minutes before we go to break.
Great.
Okay, Jillian, are you there?
Yes. Hi, Carol.
Hi, Jillian. How are you?
Good to hear from you.
Nice to hear you. Do you have a question for Steve?
I do. because he's talking about values and that, and I just wanted his take on this, too, because I thought that I wanted a life partner. And to start that off, I was really blocked, and I wanted a boyfriend and company, and I kept going on towards life partner. And I have your book on abundance and that, and I keep tapping all the way through that. And then basically yesterday I come up with, well, no, that's not what I want. I want intimacy, but I also want a positive attachment to intimacy. And I think I went down all this long road to get to this point to realize I'm not attached to it positively. I'm attached to it negatively.
Good
so it
point.
Can't play itself out. It's not that I can't get a boyfriend, you know, that's at a level, or it's not that I can't attract guys or something like that, so I don't have anything going array as far as, like, no, I could never have a guy or anything.
Mm-hmm. But you're not positively attached to intimacy?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so I realized that that was working out in a lot of programs when I tried to manifest things.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, I'd say, oh, well, I got to learn to think positive or something. And then I realized, well, I'm not positively attached to that. So how can that work? How can the power within me, even though I have the intellectual knowledge, work itself out into that and manifest in the world?
Yeah. Hi, Jillian, by the way.
Hi.
And I just want to say a couple of things about what you said. Seems like you're really doing some good work because you've started to identify not just the means but the ends, because having a life partner is really, what's that about for you is really what you think that's going to give you. And usually what you think that's going to give you is something that that maybe you didn't have, or that you feel that you lack, or this is, you know, this is part of your life path. So,
well, anything I've read is like intimacy is about a soul connection. It's soul, your soul connecting with universal soul, and so you bring a life mate into that to develop yourself and things like that too. But it doesn't work. I used to keep saying, and I'd say that to Carol, like, this doesn't work for me, you know.
All right,
never
well,
get
you
it
know
out,
the
right?
truth, don't you?
Pardon me?
Because you can prove that it doesn't work for you. And you're, in that sense, what you're doing is you're the same as the baseball team, and you're saying, I always choke in the finals. This is
okay.
the way it is for me.
Right.
And that, for you, is your current story, and you can prove it because you've got a whole bunch of experiences that support that, and it's your belief system. And it's also a story. And it's something which you keep reinforcing and so on until you... can change that, then you're going to be keeping on playing the same story.
Oh, okay. Oh, I see. Okay. So if I say that intimacy does play itself out right for me,
well, that's not your truth at the moment. That's something you're going to get to. That's going to be your goal.
Definitely. Well, thank you, Jillian, for calling in. You know how to do EFT already, so I think you can use this information for some new setup statements for yourself. Thank you. Okay, we'll be going to break in just a minute, Steve, but thank you for responding to her. And everyone can reach Steve at EFTDownUnder.com.
That's it.
Okay, thank you.
Helping you make informed decisions for your life. This is Voice America Health and Wellness.
If you are tired of not having enough money, time, love, or success, the exciting new e-book, Attracting Abundance with EFT, is for you. This book combines the simplicity of emotional freedom techniques, or EFT, and the fun of abundance games with the power of the law of attraction to help you increase your financial abundance. You can also incorporate EFT into your life to help control other issues, such as weight management and your love life. EFT will transform any issues that have been blocking your emotional happiness or physical health. For more information on these hugely beneficial programs, please visit www.carollook.com. Once again, that's www.carollook.com. Change your life today. www.carollook.com.
Are you happy with your health? Do you feel that conventional medicine doesn't work for you? Migrate yourself from everyday healthcare to the holistic health lifestyle by tuning into the Holistic Health Hotline with Raina Ganji, Thursdays at 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on Voice America Health and Wellness. It's the show that'll take you on a journey every week through the various modalities comprising the true holistic approach to health and wellness. Topics will range from reflexology and body balancing to menopause and male dysfunction. Issues will be covered from both Native American and global perspectives. You'll also learn more about how your body, mind, and spirit relate to our universal connection. So join us Thursdays at 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time for the Holistic Health Hotline with Raina Ganji, right here on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Hot Leads for Change, an NLP and Ericksonian hypnosis perspective with hosts Dr. Rachel Hott and Stephen Leeds. We'll be exploring the ways in which we think, feel, and act in our personal and professional lives. Listeners will have an opportunity to learn from experts in the field of neuro-linguistic programming, Ericksonian hypnosis, coaching, and other transformational models. This reality radio show will take you on a journey where you will be healing your past, shaping your future, and living more fully in the present moment. So tune into Hot Leads for Change, an NLP and Ericksonian Hypnosis Perspective with hosts Dr. Rachel Hott and Stephen Leeds every Monday at noon Pacific Standard Time on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're tuned in to Attracting Abundance, the Energy of Success with Carol Look. Have a question or comment? Call the show right now at 1-866-369-3742. Now back to Attracting Abundance. Here's Carol Look.
Welcome back, everyone. And I'm here with Steve Wells from Australia talking about peak performance and the different steps. And, Steve, before we take our next caller, I thought we would talk just a little bit about step number 4, which is goal setting.
Yeah, in fact, Carol, what I need to do is I started to give an example before, and I got a little bit distracted, so I just want to finish that off for people. I was starting to talk about the values, and I said before I knew anything about this, there was an experience that I had with a member of my staff when I was running an organization. We were supporting children in schools with emotional problems, and one of the teachers who was working for me at the time, she was a fantastic teacher, and she applied for another job, and everybody knew she could do it. She knew she could do it. And the people who were interviewing her knew that she could do it, and they told me afterwards, they said, we gave her an extra hour and a half in the interview, and she could not answer the questions. We tried to give her the job, and she couldn't take it. And later on, I did this values exercise with the staff, and I realized why. Her number one value was security. Her number two value was challenge. So when she was working with us, she was getting her security needs met and she was getting her challenge needs met. But once she had fulfilled those challenges, she was looking for something else. So then she goes for something that, which is more challenging, but that's threatening her number one value.
Gotcha.
And you'll always go back to your number one value because she had some extreme experiences in her early life where she learned that she wasn't safe. And so she was not able to move forward with if that felt threatened.
Well, that makes a lot of sense, how someone can block themselves even though they're saying out loud, but I really want this.
Exactly, and I think it's the basis of what most people call self-sabotage and procrastination and so on. Mm-hmm. It's really that internal civil war going on between the parts that want this stuff.
Well, why don't we take another caller? We have Jean. Jean, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Jean. Welcome.
Hi, Jean. How are you going?
I'm doing pretty good.
Great. Do you have a question for Steve Wells?
First, I'd like to say thank you, Carol. Thank you, Steve. I'm a brand new EFT practitioner. I'm going through the exam process right now.
Good. Congratulations.
Well, thank you very much. I have to say that EFT has really transformed my life in just 3 months.
Wow.
As far as the peace that I feel and the fact that, well, I used to call myself Acid Gene.
Excuse me, what was that? I missed that.
Well, it meant that look at me wrong and I'll blister you verbally. I was just angry, couldn't put my, and I still can't really put my finger on the anger. In fact, Acid Gene popped up one time during this process, you know, the whole neurosynapsis pops anyway, and I very angrily started on a karate chop, and by the time I got to the collarbone, I was as calm as, you know, after the storm and the sunshine coming out, and it just blew me away.
Well, that's so encouraging to hear another story of you, as you say, finding personal peace. Do you have a specific question for Steve?
Well, Steve, I can't put my fingers exactly on why I have never achieved anything that I have set as a goal.
Really?
In fact, looking over my life and doing a bit of searching, I have found that the only times I feel anything has gone successful is when I have been the coach of a team. But on my own, I just can't seem to make it. And starting an EFT practice, which is so life-changing to me, how would I go about, I mean, if I don't really know why I haven't been had any success during my life?
All right, well, we don't have to know why. We just need to start with the belief that you expressed a moment ago, which is that you've never achieved any success of any things that you've set out to achieve. If that were true, I don't know how you'd manage to get through on this call, but all of those disconfirming incidents like that are certainly not ones that you're going to pay attention to while you're only seeing the failure. So I would start with the belief you have, which is I've never achieved anything that I've set out for on my own. I can only succeed when I'm, you know, coaching a team. And I would just start tapping on that. And what you'll find when you do that is that some incidents and some associations to that will come up for you. And I would just follow those and go there. Now, if you don't get that and you're just stuck tapping on the belief statement, then I'd be just looking at where did you learn that you're not successful? And I would be going back on those experiences and doing some tapping on them.
Okay. Well, I think that I will just take that general approach then. And again, I want to thank you, Carol and Steve, for the work that you do, which has inspired me.
Thank you. Gene, I have one more additional comment. My favorite question to people is, what is the downside of achieving your success? And if you spend a little bit of time on that, asking yourself that question, sort of a yes but, what would happen if I did open my practice and I was hugely successful? Just play around with that, and then when you're tapping, talk about the conflict and the fear of becoming successful.
I actually have an answer to that.
You do?
And that's maybe part of the problem. In probably the last 6 or 7 years, I have a yes, but then that'll be the end of my marriage.
Okay. And that's the threat then. That's a good reason. If people believe that it's going to be the end of your marriage if you're successful, then it's congruent in their body then not to become successful.
Yeah, who wants that? What sort of a version of success is that? You know, it's got an attractant and a repellent element both at the same time.
And so, do you do a just generally approach both of those, or
I would work on the fear of, even though I'm afraid if I'm successful, this is what's going to end. Even though I'm afraid that she won't like it. Even though I'm afraid it'll be too threatening. Whatever. I don't know you, so I don't know what the truth is of those fears. And keep doing that until you're able to get your hands around it, so it's not a black and white situation. You know, it's not an all or nothing situation. Because if you have an all or nothing, you won't. It's a very good reason why you won't be successful.
Yeah, and it's exactly as you say, Carol. It's like there's a downside in your mind associated with being successful.
Mm-hmm.
How you wouldn't define success as losing your marriage, would you? But you do. So
well,
at the moment, you're unable to see a version of success where all this can be together.
And as you know, Gene, from working with the tapping, one of the things that can happen is what we call cognitive shifts, where your mind and your thoughts and how you see things and your perceptions start to shift just a little bit to get more information, more insight, different angles. And I think you've already proven you've been very successful with the technique on your own issues. And I think if you just keep at it, you've got a few more targets here now to work on. And I think it would really work out well to use. You continue to use the tapping on this conflict as well. Okay, Gene?
I certainly will, and I thank you guys very much. I'll let you get on with the discussion because I'm enjoying it very much.
Good.
Good on you.
Thanks
later.
So much, Gene. So, Steve, let's go back to step number four, goal setting, before we go to a break. So tell me a little bit more about how you talk about goal setting with your individual clients or your group clients.
All right. Well, once people have clarified what they really want and what's their ultimate that they're after, which is their underlying values, and they've settled those down, then I think you can freely set goals because you know what they're about. The goal, as I see it, is actually about who you want to become. And that's manifesting parts of yourself which are currently lying dormant and unmanifested. So the purpose of the goal is actually to bring those parts of yourself to the surface and bring them out into expression. Mm. And, as Jim Rohn says, if your goal is to manifest several $1 million, once you have the money, it's really about the person that you've become. And you don't really need the money because you've become the sort of person who can manifest that sort of value.
Mm.
So now when you go through a process of setting goals, if you've clarified your values, you know what's most important to you, then you can use a process to decide what of all the things that you could do, what of all the things that you could have, what of all the different ways that you could be in the world you would like to do and have and be.
Mm.
And again, when you start to do that, the minute you start to do it, you'll have some objections come up. And these are the targets for the EFT.
Aren't humans amazing?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And every one of these steps, there's an objection. Mm. Even someone who's very successful, there's another level for them.
Yes.
And when they go to that next level, all this stuff comes up. They may not be the same blocks, but there'll be an equivalent effect on your energy system.
Yes.
And this is great. It's called living and having good problems to solve instead of just... I get concerned sometimes that we use EFT in a remedial way just to fix problems.
Mm.
And if you do that, you'll have no end of problems to fix. And, even if you resolve a phobia or whatever, you'll find some other reason to be upset with yourself in two or three weeks' time. And there's no end to that. That has to be balanced by a process of using the EFT in a creative way to give yourself more interesting problems to solve.
Yes, bigger life problems or challenges or even something with a spiritual bent behind it, mean the bigger picture?
And to use it to expand yourself rather than to fix yourself.
Mm-hmm.
To use it to explore possibilities rather than, and hey, everybody's goal depends on where they are. If you're going down in the quicksand, then your goal is just to get on solid ground.
Right.
And when you're on solid ground, then you can start thinking, how the hell did I get into the middle of this thing, and, how do I get out of here?
Last week, Dr. Alex Lees and I were speaking about both of our attitudes are the same in that we don't see people as people that need to be fixed. We see them as having potential and possibility, and they're not a problem to be fixed, and we both try to talk to our clients in that way, helping them not see themselves as so defective with this attitude of got to fix the next thing, but rather the bigger picture, as you're saying, the more creative way of seeing humans and how we're connected and deeper values.
Isn't this what our friends do for us? They see parts of us that we don't see ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's so obvious to someone who's helping another person to be able to see that. The challenge, of course, is getting the person themselves to be able to realize their own brilliance.
Right. Right. Okay. Well, more. We will come back after the break and talk about the last three steps or as many as we get to, and we will continue. Thank you.
Learn more. Live better. Voice America Health and Wellness.
If you are tired of not having enough money, time, love, or success, the exciting new ebook, Attracting Abundance with EFT, is for you. This book combines the simplicity of emotional freedom techniques, or EFT, and the fun of abundance games with the power of the law of attraction to help you increase your financial abundance. You can also incorporate EFT into your life to help control other issues, such as weight management and your love life. EFT will transform any issues that have been blocking your emotional happiness or physical health. For more information on these hugely beneficial programs, please visit www.carollook.com. Once again, that's www.carollook.com. Change your life today. www.carollook.com.
To perform at your maximum potential, you need to have all aspects of your life working properly. On Mind, Brain, and Body, Dr. Michael John Kell will bring you honest, open discussions concerning your physical, mental, and financial health. If you're ready to find purpose and meaning in your life, tune in to Mind, Brain, and Body every Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific. Mind, Brain, and Body on Voice America Health and Wellness. Radio dedicated to your health, wealth, wisdom, and purpose.
Are you looking for the latest updates on everything from genetically altered foods to reverse aging? Then tune into Energy Medicine Today, hosted by Master Health Intuitive Carol Kepler. Energy Medicine Today is the place where water technology, energy medicine, and intuitive research meet to become a wave of the future. Your host, Carol Kepler, will discuss many fascinating topics with authors, scientists, researchers, doctors, and educators in the health field. This is 60 minutes that may change your life forever. So tune into Energy Medicine Today with Carol Kepler every Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on Voice America Health and Wellness, the network dedicated to your health.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Attracting Abundance, the Energy of Success with Carol Look. We want you to be a part of the program, so call in now at 1-866-369-3742. Now back to another segment of Attracting Abundance. Here's Carol Look.
Welcome back, everyone, and you can reach me at carollook.com and reach my guest, Steve Wells from Australia, at EFT Down Under. So welcome back, and Steve, I thought we'd just touch base on step four and finish up the goal-setting step before we move on to step number five.
Yeah, well, there'll be a number of steps in the goal-setting process, and the first step is really opening up your mind to possibilities and putting down all your dreams and tapping to allow yourself to put this down and to think expansively because, you know, we start thinking instantly, I can't do that, or the reasons come up why we won't be able to or we won't follow through, whatever. Just tap on those things when they come up and trick yourself by whatever means you need to get the stuff out. And then you use whatever process works for you to get it out, because the first step of manifestation really, beyond the desire and wanting and wishing and coming up with the idea, is putting it out in the world in some way, like writing it down, drawing a picture of it, sculpting it, making a blueprint, whatever. There's got to be some process of getting it out.
Mm-hmm. Good point.
And then when you get it out, then you're going to need to work on making it into a goal, because just having it written down is not necessarily going to manifest it. It's a good start. But then you're going to be moving towards the planning step, which is step five, and the commitment stage, which I've got down as step six, and really the stage where everything happens, which is step seven, which is the difference between people who are successful in any area and those that aren't, is that those that are successful are able to get themselves to take consistent, persistent action.
Mm. And I think, again, how you're describing and the process of these steps, they're so entwined with each other. You know, you, after goal setting, you said step number five is organized planning. And I like how you say it on your website. You say, be prepared to prepare.
Yeah, and I wish I'd come up with that statement. I think I borrowed it from someone. I hope I acknowledge them.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, that's about it. And some other person who I love to quote says, spectacular achievement is always preceded by unspectacular preparation.
Mm.
And this is what upsets a lot of people. And this is also what stops them, because they have these beliefs that they're not disciplined, or that they have to be super disciplined, or that it's going to be hard and it's going to be difficult, and I know myself and I failed before, so I'll continue to fail now. And this is all good, meaty stuff to start tapping on.
Right, we're back to step two, breaking through limiting beliefs.
Of course, and they come up all the time. Every time you go to another level, every time you decide that you're going to change your goal, improve yourself, whatever, you're going to get that coming up.
It reminded me, I want to just tell the audience also, you've written just a gorgeous children's book on EFT and tapping, and I think they can get that through your website, EFT Down Under.
Yes, they can. And in fact, that's... Sorry, I'm jumping the gun. I'm so fired up here, really. That was a story of the lady who wrote that with me, Jo Weiss. She came to our workshop, and she always wanted to be a children's book writer. And during the workshop, she tapped on her blocks to being able to realize that. And she came up to me at the end of the workshop, and she said, I'd like to do this, and I'd like to, if you're interested, work together on a book where we bring EFT to kids. And that's what we did.
Wow.
That's a fantastic book.
There's a success story, though, for working with this process.
Exactly. And I'll tell you what, there was a lot more work to do after that point.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But I think 90% of it was right there, getting to the point where she could see her way forward to move.
Mm-hmm. And the commitment, step number six, I think it's so important for people to realize six and seven, commitment and consistent action. I've got an ebook on attracting abundance, and many people are using it as a 30-day clearing process. And sometimes the first week they don't find many changes. But when they stick with it and they have been consistent and they put aside 5-10 minutes a day to do their quote-unquote homework, then the changes are amazing by the end of the month. And yes, they still have more work to do. As you say, sometimes this is just uncovering the deeper, bigger yes buts and the barriers, but the commitment to do it, as you say, will you do whatever it takes, and the consistent action, that's everything.
Exactly. And people would be surprised how much can happen when you just do a little bit every day. And in fact, I think a lot of the people who end up being the peak performers in our world are just people who stick with things. They just stay despite their doubt. Now, we have wonderful tools in EFT to treat that doubt and to be able to get through that doubt and to be able to, if you like, go through the thing even though we don't know for sure it's going to happen.
Right.
To be able to live with that part and to still go forward.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the power is.
Mm-hmm.
And I take people through a process. Really, I see commitment as ranging from the dream, which is I wish, to the desire, which is I want, to the planning, which is I plan to or I'm aiming to do this, to the statement I will do this. Now, if you make your goal statement using those things in front of them, you'll find they feel very different.
Right.
And I believe you have to go through the I will stage to get to the I am, it is stage.
Right. Well, the energy, it's interesting. Just as you were saying those different phrases, there was a different energy to your voice, and you could just pick it up that something else was going on. You know, the I wish has that dreamy quality all the way to the committed part when you said, I will. And just speaking of, since we work with the energy system, it definitely, it certainly came through your voice.
Oh, yeah, and I can feel that in people that I work with, and they have trouble saying I will. And that, therefore, means that, and I have people working in groups on this, and they're tapping on what comes up when they try to say it that way. And once they settle themselves down, they can start to feel their power rise up, and they can see their way clear to going forward. It's quite incredible.
Mm. And again, back to step number one, something that I read from your work is that when you have people decide and, you know, take this thing in your heart and really decide you're going to work towards it, you also talk about please realize that you have the power. So here we are back at step number one, and having gone all the way through step seven, saying that realizing that you yourself have the power to get what you want is so important. It's integral to the process.
And we're not really putting anything in here. What we're really doing is we're removing the blocks to you manifesting what's already there.
Mm.
And the EFT is really the antidote for that. I'm so astounded continually by what it can do.
You've worked in the field for a long time. Have you ever found a technique as good as EFT?
I have to say no. That personally and professionally, EFT has been something that I can use at home. My kids use it. My wife uses it. I've used it with my in-laws, outlaws, you know, friends,
right.
clients,
right.
and it's fantastic. I mean, there are some great energy techniques that can do the same thing as EFT, but for me personally, EFT is something which I've embraced.
Mm-hmm. The simplicity. It's both simple and sophisticated at the same time.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's exciting. Well, again, these seven steps are so critical for people if they really want to sit down and think about this and talk about it and write about it and tap for it. I know you certainly believe that they can really get somewhere. And again, whether it's an individual or a group or a team wanting to get someplace, these steps of your peak performance plan are critical.
Yeah, and as you say, Carol, once you've gone through this process and you're manifesting those things, now you just decide again. And you decide where you want to go from here, and you decide what would be good to create and what would be good to manifest and what sort of world would we like to create.
Mm.
And then we're using our intention in a way which I think we were meant to use it.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I think as people, when I work with people with the financial goals and their dreams, they may get to a level of, let's say, making a certain amount of money, and then, as you said, the next yes, but the next layer of barriers comes up. You said even the highest person can get to the next, you know, reaches the next barrier. So it can be endless in a fun way, meaning you can continue to break through everything that's in your way to get to the peace that you want or the family life that you want or the friendships that you want. When I do the abundance classes, I say to people, this isn't just about money.
Yeah.
This is about your health and your friendships and your love and, you know, everything else that you're hoping for and really and everything else you're deciding to manifest.
And it's about having something to live for and thinking about what would be worth doing that.
Yeah.
You know, and what would be worth creating in my life. And it doesn't matter when it is or, you know, it's never too late to start thinking about this stuff.
Right.
And giving yourself a reason to continue on.
Well, thank you, Steve. This has been a pleasure for me. And people don't know yet, but you and I are planning a successful, exciting abundance class next year, early in the year, in January. But I appreciate you taking the time out during your class. I know you've got to go back to another very wonderful class this afternoon. And Steve can be reached at EFT Down Under, and I can be reached at carollook.com. And all the beginning information and advanced articles and other work can be found on Gary Craig's website, emofree.com.
Thanks very much for the opportunity, Carol. I really enjoyed it. And everybody else, I wish you success.
Oh, thank you, Steve. I'm so glad you were that I was able to get some time from you during this weekend. So take care and safe travel back to Australia.
Cheers, and, as I say, we'll catch you later.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
We hope you enjoyed Attracting Abundance, the Energy of Success with Carol Look. Be sure to come back next Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific Time for another hour of Attracting Abundance, the Energy of Success, right here on Voice America Health and Wellness.
And we're...